بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، فقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. My dear brothers and sisters and elders, Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu reports from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam saying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O son of Adam, so long as you call upon me and ask of me, I shall forgive you for whatever you have done and I shall not mind. O son of Adam, were your sins to reach the clouds of the sky and were you to then ask me for forgiveness, I would forgive you. O son of Adam, were you to come to me with sins nearly as great as the earth, and were you then to face me, ascribing no partner to me, I would bring you forgiveness as great. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. We bear witness that there is nobody who is worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluh, and that there is no one after his Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We bear witness that Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger, his Rasul, his Nabi, and the last and final of them, after whom there is no other Nabi and no other Rasul. My brothers and sisters, let me tell you the secret of gaining Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. Would you like to know what that secret is? It's an open secret. The secret of gaining Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu's forgiveness is in two parts. One, hide the faults of others. Hide the faults of others. And two, forgive those who transgress against you. This is the secret of gaining Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. I remind myself and you that there is none of us who is going to go before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with amal which will be sufficient for us to get Jannah. This is a given. There is absolutely nobody who is going to go before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with amal, with deeds sufficient for that person to go into Jannah. This is not happening. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about himself, he said to Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, that everyone will enter Jannah because of and by the mercy and forgiveness of Allah, not on the basis of their deeds. She said, Ya Rasulullah, even you? He said, even me. And then she said, why should then we do anything good? He said, for darajat in the Jannah. So nobody is going to Jannah by his deeds. We should still do them to get us better and better status in the Jannah and darajat with Allah, inshallah. We need the forgiveness of Allah. And how to get the forgiveness of Allah? Two things. Hide the faults of others and forgive others. My brothers and sisters, become Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's cover over the faults of your brothers. Become the lihaf of Allah. Don't expose them. By all means, correct them if you like. If that is bothering you so much, whatever it is that they have done, go to them, speak to them directly, one on one, and correct them. This you should do. This is the haq of the brother, that you should be corrected. There's no problem with that. And nobody should take offense if somebody corrects him. Alhamdulillah. But don't talk about that to somebody else. Do not talk to them, to others, about the faults of people. Don't expose people. Many times people make this thing. They say, no, but you know, this person is doing that because of his deeds. All sorts of, corruption will spread. So I must warn the people. No, please don't do that. There are enough in the world who are on that track. Let them do it. You don't fall into that. Don't warn anybody. That's not your job, right? You are not sent in this world to warn people about other people. That's not your job. Let people who want to do it, let them do it. And there are plenty of people. There are 1.6 billion Muslims in the world. Out of them, apart from these 50 people, nobody is listening to me. So, just stick with this. Cover the faults of people. Don't expose people. Do not expose another Muslim. Always believe the best belief about your brother. Husnazal. Believe the best about your brother and sister. When someone wrongs you, forgive them. Don't wait for them to come and ask for forgiveness. You forgive them anyway and ask Allah to forgive you. One of the Salafus Salihin, he said, verily it is so difficult for a slave to know if his own intentions are pure. So how dare he cast aspersions on the intentions of somebody else? Many times we hear this thing, we say, no, you know what? His intention is not good. Somebody is doing, he's doing it to show off the world. How do you know? He's doing it to show the people. You know this, you went into his heart to see why he's doing that. You and I cannot even be sure of our own intentions. Can I say with complete and total certainty, may Allah protect me from myself, can I say with total certainty that this khutbah which I am doing here is only to please Allah? And that in this khutbah there is nothing, not an iota of something to say that, you know, my friends who are sitting here, my beautiful brothers, somebody will like it. And so, can I say that with certainty? I can't say that with certainty. I can only do my best and I can make istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for riya. I can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive me for riya. When I can't even be sure of my own intention, this among the Salafus Salih, he said, how dare does the person accuse somebody else's intention? You are not even sure about it in your own heart. You want to point a finger at somebody else? And then he went on to say that, he said, make excuses for your brothers. And if you can't find the excuse, tell yourself, perhaps he has an excuse that I don't know. And then he said something very beautiful. He said, if I see my brother with alcohol dripping from his beard, I will say somebody threw it on him. And if I see him standing on a mountain and shouting and calling out, Ana Rabbukumul A'la, I am your Rabb most great, I will say he is reciting the ayat of the Quran. Yeah? He's not fooling himself. This is the meaning of Husnazan. So if you say, no, but he's saying, Ana Rabbukumul A'la, how do you say he is reciting the ayat? I will ask you, how do you say he is not reciting the ayat? If he was reciting the ayat, what would he say? Think about that. If he was reciting the ayat, what would he say? He would recite the ayat. The ayat is, Ana Rabbukumul A'la. My brothers and sisters, this is the cancer which is destroying us as Muslims. Wallahi, Allah is witness. This cancer which is destroying us is our suspicion against each other. Our willingness to believe the worst about our brothers and sisters, first choice. If we are given two choices, here is a worst case scenario, here is a best case scenario, what will you believe? We believe the worst case scenario. We have to be convinced about the best case scenario, but worst case scenario, we don't need any conviction. Immediately we believe it. This is what is destroying us. My brothers and sisters, I advise myself and you, let us get rid of this. Alhamdulillah, we have had enough. We have done this for centuries. And you know and I know, where we are today is the result of this. We have no external enemies. And all of you are very fond of watching Ertugrul, right? I can see some faces here of binge watcher, Ertugrul binge watchers. What is the single fundamental lesson you learn from Ertugrul? That is the lesson which I told you here. Internal fighting, stabbing each other in the back, betraying your own brothers and sisters. That if you are not learning that lesson from Ertugrul, then you wasted your time. That is the fundamental lesson.
It's not all the reflected glory of the Ottoman Empire, blah, blah. What is that to do with you? How many Ottomans are here? Except for me, you don't even have the name. I'm the only one with the name big. Learn the right lesson. The right lesson is that this mutual suspicion, this mutual hatred, this willingness to believe the worst about our own brothers and sisters, the willingness to give up our brothers to our enemies, the willingness to stab each other in the back, this is our killer. This is what has destroyed us. This is what was not in the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim ajmain. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu reported, he said, a man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how many times should I pardon, should I forgive my servant? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, 70 times every day. Many of us quote this. We say, forgive 70. No, quote the full thing. Not forgive 70 times. 70 times every day. What do? We not only don't forgive 70 times every day, we manufacture problems which probably don't even exist. And then we stockpile them, we keep them for future reference. And then when the person does something, then we dig up this whole long inventory of, you know what, on that day you did this, on this day you did this, on that day you said this. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. I say to people, wallahi, remember this, and especially I'm talking to the spouses. I don't know if the women are here or not, but whether they are here or not, take the message to them. This gets recorded anyway. Let them listen to that. A day will come when your husband will be dead. A day will come when your wife will be dead. And all you will have left is that stockpile of bad memories. Because you never bothered to remember anything good. You never bothered to remember anything good. You only focused on the bad. You only criticized and criticized and criticized. One day he's gone, one day she's gone, and what you have left is a pile of garbage, is a pile of bad memories. Is that what you want for yourself? If that is not what you want for yourself, get rid of that. Jettison all that garbage. Collect the good stuff. And believe me, we see what we want to see. In my leadership workshops, I actually prove this physically. When there is a chance, I'll show it to you. You'll be astonished. I will give you something written in black and white on paper, and I will guarantee you, with perfectly good eyesight, you will not see it because you are not looking for it. Believe me, this is true in life. We see what we want to see. So decide what you want to see. Do you want to see the good in people? Or do you want to see the bad in people? Because Allah will show you both. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show you both for a very simple reason. We both have it. We all have something good and we all have something bad. And if somebody does not agree with that, then leave him because he's not in touch with reality. The reality is we have both. Our choice is, which one do I want to look at? My brothers and sisters, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever conceals the faults of a brother, Muslim, Allah will conceal his faults in this life and in the hereafter. Whoever conceals the faults of his brother, Allah will conceal that person's faults in this world and the next. What does it take to conceal somebody's faults? Nothing. Just keep your mouth shut. Just keep your mouth shut. That's it. The matter of concealing the faults of others is mentioned in many a hadith. Another one in Musnad Ahmad and Sunan Abi Dawud. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, O people who believe with their tongues, but faith has yet to enter into their hearts, do not backbite the Muslims. Do not backbite the Muslims. And do not search into their private matters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said what? Do not spy. Do not spy. Whoever, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and do not search into their private matters. Whoever searches into the private matters of his brother will have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala searching and following up on his private matters, and whosoever his private matters Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala follows, he will expose him even if the act was done inside his home. Imam Malik Rahmatullah Alayhi says, I have known many people who were great scholars and who had all kinds of amal. And they did a lot of stuff. But Allah humiliated them because they exposed other people. And he says, conversely, I know other people who really have not much of knowledge, who did not have so much of amal, but they concealed the faults of others. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored them and gave them izzah in this dunya, much greater than what their status and knowledge would have deserved for them to have. أقول قولي هذا استغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا فما بعد فقال تعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. My brothers and sisters, Rasulullah ﷺ said on the authority of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, Nabi ﷺ said, whoever relieves a believer's distress of the distressful aspects of this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will rescue him from a difficulty of the difficulties of the hereafter. Whoever relieves a believer's distress from the distressful aspects of this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will rescue him from a difficulty of the difficulties of the hereafter. Whoever alleviates the situation of one who is in dire straits, who cannot repay his debt or he may be in some other difficulty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will alleviate that person's situation in both this world and the hereafter. Whoever conceals the faults of a Muslim, Allah will conceal his faults in this life and the hereafter. And Allah helps a slave as long as the slave helps his brother. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu also reported in Sahih Muslim, the hadith is in Sahih Muslim, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, charity does not decrease wealth. Charity does not decrease wealth. Number one. Number two, no one forgives except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases his honor. And no one humbles himself for the sake of Allah except that Allah raises his status. My brothers and sisters, the final hadith, Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu anhuma, he said Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was upon the minbar and he said, be merciful to others and you will receive mercy. Forgive others and Allah will forgive you. And this is in Musnad Imam Ahmad. My brothers and sisters, today we are standing here and looking at a situation which has happened in Beirut. We have been getting these reports. We also have people in this community whose families are there. We have people whose families, some of them have been injured and so on in this explosion that happened in Beirut. Please, we cannot go there on the ground. We cannot go and do something for them physically, but we can help them materially. And I strongly encourage you, help them to the maximum extent that you can help them. Don't hold back, because you don't want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hold back when He is giving to you. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do not hold back in charity, because you don't want Allah to hold back when He is giving to you. So give and give and give until it hurts. And then when it hurts, remind yourself that the reason it is hurting is because of the weakness of your faith. Because if you had the proper faith, then it would not hurt you, because you know that you are only investing in your own akhirah. How does an investment hurt you? You don't hurt when you are buying the best stock options on the market. Does it hurt you? No. You want to put more and more money because you know definitely I am going to get a return on this one. So give until it hurts and then give some more until shaitan runs away. That is the way of giving. Give until it hurts and then give so shaitan will run away. Because if it is hurting, ask yourself, why is it hurting? I'm giving in the path of Allah. Why is it hurting? Don't I believe that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said? وما تقدموا لانفسكم من خير تجدوه عند الله هو خيرا واعظم اجرا. Allah said, whatever you send before you, you will find it with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a much better situation, much bigger, much more. How much more? How much more? One of the kings of my country, Hyderabad, Mir Mahbub Ali Khan, his way he used to go out in the night, disguised like an ordinary person, used to go and wander the streets like Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu. So he went around and he came back very late in the night, early in the morning. As he came to the gate, he saw an old woman there with a tiffin carrier. You know, those three carries food. So he stopped her. He said, Amma, where am I? He said, my mother, where are you going? She said, my son is a security guard here for the king and I have brought food for him. So this is the king himself. So he says to her mother, please, you know, I'm very hungry. Can I eat this food? So the woman says, you know, I mean, this, my son has to eat food. And so he said, you know, your son is a strong man, he's a security guard, and I'm a poor guy. I'm very hungry, please. So the old woman said, okay, eat it. She sat down there, he sat down there, he ate up all the food. Then he took this tiffin carrier, he said, I'll wash it and bring it. So the woman said, okay, what to do now? My son can't get the food. He went inside, he filled it with gold coins. All three boxes. He brought it back to her. She lifted it. She can't lift it. Heavy, full of gold coins. She said, what is this? She opened it. Full of gold coins. She said, who are you? He says, I am the one your son is guarding. She says, but I only gave you the food. He said, my mother, in Urdu, he said, Amma, main to wahi de sakta hu jo mere paas hai. He said, I can only give. He said, I'm a boy. He said, I can only give what I have. I only have gold. I can only give you what I have. You know what I'm telling you, why I'm telling you this story? Because this is what we will say, inshallah, to our Rabb Jalla Jalala. What did you bring? Ya Allah, I brought masiyat. Ya Allah, I brought sins. Ya Allah, I brought disobedience. What did you bring for me? Ya Allah, I brought what I have. And inshallah, my Rabb Jalla Jalala will say, take my Jannah. Take my forgiveness. Because I can only give what I have. I can only give what I have. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill your hearts with His noor. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to enable you to give and give and give until you are satisfied. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you meet Him to give you and give you and give you until you are satisfied. اللهم ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت وعافنا فيمن عافيت وتولنا فيمن توليت وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت وقنا واصرفن شر ما قضيت فإنك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك فإنه لا يظل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت تباركت ربنا وتعاليت نستغفرك اللهم ونتوب إليك ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وآله وصحبه أجمعين يا عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم عدوا يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقيموا الصلاة.